My guest at this time is Jeff Kemp. He's a former NFL quarterback and the son of football and political legend Jack Kemp. Jeff is now a vice president at Family Life, a Christian ministry based in Arkansas. He is also the author of the brand new book, Facing the Blitz, Three Strategies for Turning Trials into Triumphs. And Jeff, thanks very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Greg. Good to be with you.
Well, a blitz in football usually means more defenders are trying to get to the quarterback than there are offensive players assigned to protect him. In everyday life, though, what do you mean by the blitz in a way that families can relate to?
Well, just to finish that metaphor, in football, you know, the defense is attacking the offense. You don't have enough people to block. Someone's going to get hit. The quarterback may end up on his back. But it's not just danger. It's also opportunity. That's some of the time when if the offense comes together and does the right things and adapts and changes, side adjusts, if you will, the ball may end up in the end zone. Biggest play of the game can come on a blitz. So the lesson of life is that all of us are going to get blitzed. We have tough stuff happen, you know. Life is great, but it's not easy. And I think people more than ever are getting hit with things, whether it be economic loss, a job loss, a breakup in our family, deep wounds, cancer, losing a loved one. So those things that happen to us, you know, those huge things as well as those, just, darn it, I didn't want this to happen. I wanted it to work out this way. Those are actually opportunities. If we see the blitz, our problem, through a different lens, we can respond better and make the best of it. And actually, sometimes they turn into a blessing, not just for us, but for others. Because if we go through tough stuff, can help other people, we're making a difference in other people's lives.
As I mentioned, the subhead of the book is Three Strategies for Turning Trials into Triumphs. So we'll talk about all three here and dive a little bit into each one of them. Strategy number one, take a long-term view. What is the danger in focusing too much on the here and now, and what are some good ways to cultivate that long-term view?
There's a bunch of dangers of focusing on the here and now. You don't see the possibilities of future. You're not looking at character. You're just looking at circumstances. You might give up on a marriage before you should, give up on a kid before you should. You may blow some steam off and say something at work that makes some damage you can't rebuild. Many people have, you know, kind of looked at the pain that they're in the moment and thought this won't change, but it can. And so a long-term view means, well, gosh, what do I want to be remembered for? What impact will this have on my kids? What impact will this have on others? Maybe I'm supposed to learn something through this rather than just jump out of the situation. So that's why a long-term view is so key. You know, in football, you get blitzed, you get knocked down. But if you learn from it, maybe on the next play, you score a big touchdown.
Jeff, in addition to the long-term view, it's obvious reading this book and through your work at Family Life that an eternal view is helpful here, too. Talk about how that eternal perspective can provide infinitely more comfort and solace during a time of great trial.
Well, if we focus everything upon the here and now and our circumstances and trying to be happy, we never will be full of joy. We'll never develop the character that God wants us to have, and we'll never have the impact in this world that we're meant to have. I mean, we are souls, not just bodies, and heaven is a real place. If we got a little tiny view of heaven, and we'll get too carried away with trying to get all happiness on earth. But if we have a big view of heaven, a big view of God, an amazing view of him, and we look at the true long term, that's going to change things. And we're more willing to suffer and go through trials like Jesus was, which change us to be more like him, which is more loving, more forgiving, more generous, more kind, more other-centered. That makes our relationships better. And frankly, relationships is what makes our lives go well or not go well. So that's why heaven, eternity, a long-term view makes all the difference.
Strategy number two is be willing to change. And we should point out we're speaking with Jeff Kemp. The book is Facing the Blitz, and we're talking about three strategies for turning trials into triumphs. Strategy number two, be willing to change. Jeff, we're obviously in a blame somebody else first, blame shifting culture right now. And you talk about in this book how taking a introspective look at yourself and not looking for someone to pin the blame on when some crisis emerges or a relationship seems like it's on its way to breaking down. It's obviously tough right now when everybody wants to be the victim, it seems like, in our culture these days. So what's the best way to be evaluating yourself and to find out how you might be wrong or you might find a better way to approach certain things?
I think if someone just asked the question, you know, how well is it working for me to be about myself at the center of the universe? How well has selfishness worked out for me? how well has it worked out for me that I've stayed kind of prideful and I'm prickly when anyone criticizes me? How well has it worked out for me that anytime my wife says something to me that I don't like, I argue with her and I get defensive instead of maybe listening and trying to understand what she really is experiencing, meaning? I think most people realize that doesn't work out well. So to change is to transform. It's to become better. It's to grow more toward the version of who you will be for eternity in heaven. Great example of this, practical one. It's intense, and it's an intense example. There was a guy that was a good guy, good husband, good dad, solid dude, coached Little League sports, led Boy Scouts. But he got so busy with all that other stuff, he started to take his wife for granted a little bit. He came home one day, and his wife was caught in an affair with another guy, actually a friend of his. And after the shock and awe wore off, this man, this offended husband, many of whom would say he deserves to be the victim and tell her, hey, you've hurt me deeply, get out of this marriage. Instead, he took a step back, looked at himself, examined himself, and he asked the question, gosh, what might I have done or not done to let my wife fall out of love with me? And when he realized that he'd been prioritizing other things and not choosing his wife first, he went and apologized to her for letting her fall out of love with him. He didn't excuse what she did, but it made her melt. She apologized. They rebuilt their marriage. They're stronger now than before. And that's because he was willing to change.
And Jeff, obviously being willing to change in the wake of a crisis or a horrific event like you just mentioned that eventually turned into something positive for a relationship. What are some good ways to evaluate where you are right now before the crisis hits to say, you know, maybe this part of a marriage could use some work, or my relationship with my kids, or at work, or my spiritual life? Obviously, it's easier to see some of these things when you're in the moment of crisis than when things seem to be going well. But taking inventory, how do you do that in a normal time?
Sounds to me like you're kind of asking the question, how do you prepare for when the blitz hits? How do you prepare when the trial comes? You don't know what it's going to be. But honestly, one of the things to do is, am I dating my wife? Am I prioritizing my family? Am I dating my husband? Am I speaking words of positiveness to them? Am I more of a consumer in life where I want them to make me happy, or am I more of an investor? Am I trying to lift others to the best? Am I always looking to other people to satisfy my need? You can ask yourself the question, you know, I'm going to work today. Am I hoping everyone does stuff the way I want it so that this works well? Or am I thinking what encouragement, what lift, what positive contribution can I make to other people's lives relationally? And if you work on becoming more of a relationship investor, less of a consumer, if you work on asking questions and seeking to understand others rather than always wanting them to understand you, if you work on teamwork and not just a solo approach to life, right now, when the blitz comes, you're going to be so much more ready to handle the blitz and to focus on others to get out of your pain and to have that resilience and that long-term view. So I think right now you could be asking the question, am I selfish or am I not? Am I other-centered or am I a consumer?
Jeff, in the foreword of your book, Tony Dungy talks about a very difficult time in his life. I think a lot of folks who follow sports remember when his son took his life about a decade ago. And he says in this foreword, this is the time where you're either going to draw closer as a family or you're going to be pulled further apart. You're either going to be pulled closer to God or further away from God. How much is the preparation and preparing for the blitz, you know, having your protection package in place critical to which way eventually that turns out?
You know, there's so many stories in people's lives. There's people who ignored God for the longest time and something terrible happened. Joe Irvin was a guy like that. He was a pro football player. He was the life of the party, popular single guy. And his little brother died of cancer. He hadn't done any preparation. He was, you know, in a ditch of depression. But that made him cry out in emptiness to God. He found Jesus Christ. It changed his outlook. It changed his motivations. He actually became a pastor and then decided to coach Little League football, or high school football. So some people, they aren't prepared, and they hit the bottom even deeper. But it does make sense to pursue your relationship with God now and know what the Bible says. Know that Jesus is your identity, not your job. Your happiness isn't your circumstances. It's your relationships. So to develop that now makes so much sense to be ready for the blitz. But don't be shocked when the blitz comes and you're not exactly ready, because it always surprises us.
Two quick questions before we let you go, Jeff. First of all, strategy number three, reaching out to others. I think even in the secular world, going through a crisis and essentially going into your own shell is characterized as being pretty bad idea. You need people around you who can encourage you and help you along your way. In the context that you're talking about in this book, what does that team look like, whether it's people who have been through crisis, whether it's your own personal family and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a big help to have people that you reach out to. Most of us are a little bit proud, and we don't want to admit how messed up we are, how much it hurts what we're going through. But everyone's gone through tough stuff, and they actually respect you more when you let them know truthfully what's going on. So you need a team to face the blitz. The point I make in the book, though, is even when you're hurting, and there was a year where I got cut from the Philadelphia Eagles, and training camp was going terrible, and I wasn't getting a chance. But I focused on encouraging another guy in my team. It was a piece of advice my wife said. Reach out and look for someone else who's struggling and encourage them. I took him to lunch. I patted him on the back. I talked to him. I spent time with him. I prayed for him. You come out of your blitz better when you're focusing on serving others. And that's one of the most powerful set of stories in the book, is about a gal that lost her son from PTSD after serving in Iraq. And she was in depression for 2 years, but she came back alive when she went on a mission trip to New Orleans to chaperone young people that were serving Katrina victims. And she started to come alive and got a vision for helping others, even though she'd lost her son. So when you focus on others, you're not so stuck as a victim. And that's kind of the key point here, Greg, that you were talking about.
Last point, the acronym that you call LIFT, that you see as a great way to look at life, Life is for Transformation, LIFT. Explain what you mean by that and why it's critical.
I use it two ways. Every one of us, we start off as a baby, and we can't take care of ourselves. And then we learn to be able to take care of ourselves, and then we find out that doing that by ourselves and for ourselves isn't enough. We need to care for others, and that you really have better relationships when you're selfless and when you lift up others and when you're agape loving like Jesus did, when you unconditionally forgive and love. So that's what transformation is. You're growing to be a better version of yourself, and our trials and blitzes can give us that opportunity if we respond the right way by moving toward God and toward others. But the idea of lift is not just changing to be better, it's lifting others. Help them be the best person they can be. Believe in them. Pray for them. Compliment them. Tell them, man, no one else has complimented you on this, but I see your character. It's so generous. That really lifts people to be their best selves.
Jeff, fantastic content in this book. Thank you very much for sharing it with us. Thank you very much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, I just want to help people. And if they go to facingtheblitz.com, they can find a lot of other resources, and they'll find a way to be able to purchase the book and maybe give it to a friend, Greg, because it's a great book to encourage people through their life problems.
Facingtheblitz.com is the site. Again, Jeff Kemp is the author. Facing the Blitz, Three Strategies for Turning Trials into Triumphs. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.